So the first thing we said you've got to deal with is you've got to come clear that you can't go and start questioning Hashem's ways. We have to mechazak ourselves in imuna, in einod milvodoy, in understanding that if this is from Hashem, and it is from Hashem, therefore it must be good for me. There's a seat here, Yeshua.
He's coming back now.
So then we have other seats.
I mean,
you can stand for a lecture, or for a vibe, you have to sit there. In some places the Talmudim stand and the Rebbe sits, in other places the Rebbe stands. We won't tell a Magid Shiria, real briskly, to give Shiria standing. Everyone sitting used to stand to give Shiria. Never seen that before. With cats off also, cats off stands to give Shiria. Everybody sits and he stands. I don't know how you do that.
Lucky move around.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. So it's like a Kaufman used to stand and he stand and didn't budge. He used to stand, he stand, had nothing in front of him. Just a Gemara. He would bring Makoyas from all over the place, never had a safe in front of him. Never budge, stand, you stand, just anyway. So now that you're sitting, we have to know. Keli Munna Vain Oval, Tzadik Vyosha. That's the Kosh Boku. He doesn't do any oval, nothing. There was a Joshua I gave in Teaneck that Friday night, remember? I spoke in a shul there. There was the Pasuk we learned that. Suriv of Losa Boy. What's the praise of Hashem that you say Tzuri the law of Losoboy? He does no injustice. Like you find out for a shidduch, for a, you know, girlfriend, can you tell me about Yeshua? Yes, they say, yeah, listen, the guy, I can tell you that he's never stolen. He's been in Yeshua for 2 years, he's never stolen anything. And it's very nice, but can you tell me anything about him? Yeah, no, I'm telling you, he's never hit anybody. The guy's mama should tell you, he's never ever gone to the kid, never stolen, he's never. What's the shlach of Kosh Boch? He doesn't do injustice. So he says like this, is that just to show you the cheshbonus of Hashem, if you want to meditate on this one for a few minutes, so that complicated the cheshbon is. In a based in Shalmata, based in Avia, God's chayv misa, let's say. What's chayv misa? All the dinim and all the pratim or whatever, it's impossible, but kimat impossible. God's chayv misa, we've got to take him off and kill him. Huh? You can't come and say, hold on a second, wait a minute, do you understand this guy's got a big factory? There's 300 people working in his factory. If he gets killed, the 300 workers and all the kids are going to starve. They're going to have panosa. This guy's got a wife and kids. This guy's he's a big askin. He's a big Rosh Hashiva. Everyone else is going to suffer. Basically, says, what can we do? The guy's chayv misa. He's chayv misa. There's no peaceful leniency. Yeah? The guy's chayv misa. He's chayv misa. And malasot. But he's based in Somalia. A Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't do over, he doesn't do injustice, means a guy might be chayv misa in a Kosh Baruch Hu's eyes, and he might have to be put to death. But those 300 people, they don't have a din of having to lose their panosa this year. So it means Hashem's got a problem here. Here's a guy's chayv misa, but you have people who are not chayv to lose their panosa. You have kids who are not chayv this, you have talmidim that are not chayv, whatever, all the people that are going to be affected by this guy being chayv misa, if they're going to take him out and kill him, then these other people are going to suffer, they shouldn't have to suffer. Therefore Hashem has to let him off the hook. Hashem has to let him off the hook. So Bilya says, make sure you've got lots of friends that need you. Make sure a lot of people out there that need you. Because you don't have any way of surviving. Avada. But in the source of everybody else not having to suffer because of you, so you'll get through, right? That's what he says. But it's an amazing flip side as well. When things do happen, it means magili. The next door neighbor suffers. Listen, anything you hear about, any suffering, anything that got touched with you, so then somehow Kosh Baruch Hu did cheshbon on it. Those are hard cheshbonos. Those are not simple cheshbonos. Somebody else is naughty, I suffer. My kash, what's it got to do with me? No. It's all cheshbon. Everything's all worked out. You don't have to. The law of lots of boy, there's no injustice in any of the dinim. That's pshat. It's the same, yeah. When bad things start happening or whatever, the first thing you have to do is machazak yourself in the sugya. Tzadik v'yoshuhu. He's straight. There's nothing crooked in Hashem's cheshbon. And it's all for my good ultimately, even though I haven't got a clue what's going on. So we said that the Yetzer comes along and starts making all kind of tainas. Why me? And it's not fair. And Lo Magili. No. First, you have to stop the Yetzer. You have to know more and more as you work on this. You start seeing these sumim. It's for me. It's for my toif, etc., etc., etc. Zuei Tanagoson. We're on Resh Pei. Shal Avram Avinu v'Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishimav v'Val Atifer Shlomo v'Pashas Chai Sara l'Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk. V'Yakam Avram Me'al Pnei Meisoi. And Avram stood up from the face of his dead one, of Sarah. Umumah b'Yirush Rabbah, Malamet Shayroi Malach HaMavet Matris Kenegdoi. He saw the Malach HaMavet, what's Matris Kenegdoi? taras, sort of disputing. So you have to understand, it says in the pasuk that Avraham Avinu came to be maspid Sarah and to cry for her. What's his kasha? It first says the Yava Avram Lispoit Sarah Vichoisoi. Umiyad it says the Yakam Avram El Tay Maisoi.
It doesn't say that he was Maspido.
Oh. It doesn't say, and he was Maspido and he cried and then he got up. It says the Avram came to be Maspido and to cry. Somakai when he came to be Maspido and to cry. He came to cry. He wasn't crying. He came to cry. He didn't have a natural desire to cry. He came to be Maspido and cry. Maspido? To say a hesped, to eulogize. V'lomash oisakein v'aspido. Doesn't say he did so. Rak take it from Yaakov, V'yakam Avram, el pnei meisem. Lame hitznachem mele hafseidoi. Claim it. She besoife shodove hu lo yispidoise. Ah, he's learning that from that omission, we see that he wasn't maspido. He didn't say a eulogy. L'chein bo abala midrash. The Tarot Shai Roy Malachamav is Masris Kenegdoi. Rotzeloime, Keshehitchil his boinan al Misa Sarah, when he came to meditate on the death of Sarah, he eulogized her, he stuck the Harishoina Sheba Oilam, Hatzadekas Harishoina Sheba Oilam, the great Tzadekas, the first Tzadekas that there was in the world, and she has him called Bnei Yisrael the Tikkun Chava. She was the mother of all of Klal Yisrael, and she was Masakin, the Tikkun Chava. She was Masakin Chava. Ruach HaKodesh medaberes mitzei groinei. Ruach HaKodesh came out of her mouth. Va'at epitoi meisa olav. Suddenly she dies. Achrei ma'ilas ha'akedah shezikto leben tzadik hazeh. Her son was just zoiche to the akedah. We don't understand what an event that was, but the mother is just chapping about a nachas from her son from the Akedah. She's just about, and she dies then. V'lo ho'yala klum, didn't help nothing. All the schusim she had didn't help her. She put on dies. It's called the yetzara machnis belivol shavar avinu la'avo yotshe ve'ena ve'yaro ve'yira loy al ma'is elokim asher osalo. All these thoughts the Yetzirah was putting into Avraham Avinu's heart. To say, look what Hashem, look what bad Hashem's doing for you after everything, look who Sarah was, and look what Hashem's doing here. It's not fair. L'chein keshiroz there, when he saw the Yetzirah, when he saw the Malach HaMavos coming to put these things into his heart, Miyad Pirish V'loi Hespido. He distanced himself, he didn't make a Hespid. He got up straight away and said him saying a hesped, and he spoke about other things. Because the minute he started speaking about how wonderful Sarah was, the Yetzirah on Avraham Avinu's level, and we can't imagine what this must look like. Yeah, this is after the Akedah. Avraham Avinu's gone 25 rounds with the Yetzirah. He knows who this guy is. He beat him in 10 Nisoinus already. He got round him to get to the Akedah. The Yetzirah fought a deadly battle to stop Avraham Avinu going to the Akedah. He comes to be maspid Sarah. The Yetzirah is putting thoughts into his head. He's busy thinking about who Sarah was and telling himself things, but that's not fair. Look who Sarah was. She was so great, so great, so great, so great. There's all besetters there. The minute he saw him doing himself there, he got up and mechazak himself and he went and spoke about things. He didn't say yes, but. Okay, this is deep stuff. You have to understand. He's a midrashim. Says the Machaber, Ilulei Divrei HaMidrash, Lo Ainu Me'izim Loimakai. If it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for a Midrash with a Tiferet Shloimeh's Pirish there, we wouldn't be chutzpirit to say such a thing. Shegam Avraham Avinu hayetzarich lehasiach das min hamachshavos shel madua velama. Avraham Avinu, after the Akedah, he also has to be lechem with whys and wheres, this is not fair, and what's going on here. And we wouldn't say such a thing. Chutzpirit Avraham Avinu, Sarah does, he starts having doubts about Akash Bochu's Eilod Mevodaya, the fairness. He's forgotten the purpose of creation. He knows that we're not living for this world, we're living for Lama Ba, that things that look bad aren't bad. Yeah, that's what the Midrash says. Umafatoy lahare achem midoysof shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He seduced him to go after the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. V'alkeinu asiach das machshavos eilu. Therefore, he ripped himself away from these thoughts. V'halach la'asik b'sidur ha'kvura. He went straight away to go get involved with negotiating a deal with the Maris HaMachpelah, to go buy the kvura and whatever. He didn't say hespet. Hu afilu v'vatel ha'hespet. He didn't even say hespet for salary, maybe. Yeah. Kedai shelo yav mitrich chas v'chalil lahar hiru koldu achamais ha'ashef. Imagine the headlines in the Yated the next morning. Eh? Avraham Avinu doesn't say hesped for Sarah. Yeah, can you imagine the headlines? Now imagine the Godla Dor. Can you imagine you've got the Godla Dor, Rahman and his wife Nifta. They come to the Levi, he gets up to say hesped, and he turns around and he walks away, he doesn't say hesped. Can you imagine the headline news? Can you imagine all the Knesset meetings going on around that one, and all the Batei Midrashim the next day? What was he thinking? Where was he thinking? Why is he getting there? So it's Avraham Avinu. Yeah, I don't care what they're going to write about me in the newspapers tomorrow. Or, but chas v'chalila, I should question Hashem's ways or whatever. So what must be done? Why did he come after this? Need to, okay, to be learned to learn properly. Zoi yisafan agosel shem Moshe Rabbeinu, kifi shem afarish at Tiferi Shloim Misham. Tiferi Shloim explains this also about Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, v'yista Moshe ponav, ki yar mehabit el Elokim. This must be talking about it's a snare. Moshe Rabbeinu hid his face because he didn't want to see God. It must be the only time Moshe Rabbeinu hid his face from seeing Hashem was at the burning bush, yeah? Ratzalai, my DNA, Zek Klal Godel, B'mailas HaTzadikim. This is the great principle in the qualities of the Tzadikim. Hamashalchi Lifnei Elokim B'tomim, that walk in front of Hashem in Shleimus, in holiness, in wholeness. Af im Chalila Bo Aleim Midas Hadin, La'eze Yochid, or Rabim Chas V'Chalila. Even if he is a midas adin that comes on a person, an individual or a group of individuals, lo yitnu libo, they don't give their hearts to his boynen b'mochus atzora ha'hi rachman l'slan, v'lo yipu levom lahakshayt madu asa Hashem kechal la'eretz azoyt. They don't start thinking about why did Hashem do this to this place and to this person, ki libo nochanu b'tuach b'Hashem, because their hearts are straight and trust in Hashem, ki tzalik v'yoshuhu keil imunu v'ein ovu. Because Hashem is a tzaddik and he's Yosher, he's a faithful God, and he doesn't do evil. V'nafuchu, mipi elyon lo yotza aras, rakula mechuvanim letoiva. On the contrary, if it comes from above, and it does come from above, lo yotza aras, there can't be any bad that comes out of it, rakula mechuvanim letoiva, everything is good. It's all being aimed in the right direction. U'lekach v'oisayin en kasher roi Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholem ma'ira asneh, Hamoira ala Golus, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the vision of the burning bush, which is a vision of Golus, that's what he saw. He saw Klal Yisrael burning. That's one of the symbols. Caught him trapped in the thorn bush. Klal Yisrael in the thorn bush of Golus, burning and burning. For Lorotel is burning Maze Va'al Maze. Turn the words from the Megillah. He didn't want to start asking what's going on here. Ach, the east upon him, he hit his face. Ki yar mi habit, you're scared to look. Ulahastekel el bechinas elokim va'adinim pein yakasha ba'ena v'akocha ad kador. So he didn't want to look at the burning bush because the burning bush reminded him of Golus. And he started thinking about all the Goluses. You start thinking about what Klal Yisrael is going to be going through for the next 2,000, 3,500 years. Okay, he didn't want to start thinking it, but maybe this and why this and why. So he just turned his head away. He didn't want to look at it and think about it. Hadorim mava'alim ala rayon. These are... these words confuse thoughts. I feel Moshe Rabbeinu Masias Ponov. Even Moshe Rabbeinu kind of, you know, turns a blind eye. He doesn't go, you know, I don't want to think about this. Yeah? What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to think about it. Think about it. What's the problem? What are you worried about? He was concerned maybe he'd have on his level certain questions about a Kosh Baruch Hu. Ma'alach muvan shezu tzrichil yayis hanogos kol yudi b'shash of mazlan mitzrachis alav tzorah. It's understood, therefore, that this has to be the conduct. This is what a Jew has to do whenever Rahman Islam Torah comes to him. Reishis, first of all, alav l'salik u'l'garish is kol hamachshavois shel. You have to get rid of and divorce yourself from all the thoughts of lama v'madua. That's the first thing. Get rid of those. Hayetza mal b'shaylos eilu v'kol mina cheshboinus shemayim shol cheshbon ha'nefesh. The Yetzirah addresses all these questions up in very frum, shinas of cheshbon shemaim and cheshbon nefesh, tak tak tak. Achala adam v'dat shelo zu hanoga. That's not a derech. Reishis alav lasiach das. First thing you have to do is switch off your mind, get away from it. As Avraham Avinu does, he runs away from the Hesped. Moshe Rabbeinu runs away from the burning bush. Afterwards, when you've calmed down and then the initial impact of the Tzor has gone away, then you can start thinking and making cheshbonos and being a pakpa of a meisev and start thinking about makabel suli ba'av or whatever. First thing you got to do is you stop the thinking. Stop. Don't ask questions at this stage. There's not time for asking questions. When it's calmed down and then the intensity has lowered itself or whatever, then you can start making cheshbonos. But you see from Avraham Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, the first approach is just get away from this.